brutal clash with potentially hundreds dead after riots broke out between pro-something and anti-something groups this week. We'll have more out of the volatile area that conflict is probably taking place in. And later, still think the elderly can't enjoy K-pop? Well, we've got three different studies that all agree with you. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and if this isn't the news, then I don't know what is. Stay with us. A rash of violence between pro-something and anti-something groups has broken out somewhere over the past few days, and it may be coming to a head. To talk about the escalated tension between those two groups, we're joined now by OPR reporter Charles Dearborn.
Thanks, Leslie. This latest round of bloodletting comes after weeks of public demonstrations and counter-demonstrations that were reportedly sparked by renewed vows from pro-something leaders to get the thing they want, which was completely opposite of the thing the anti-something leaders wanted.
Now, broadcasts have shown rallies, riots in the streets, and even some bodies strewn around the Capitol.
That's right. The pro-somethings and anti-somethings leaders have both said they've experienced severe casualties that should make it clear that the side they don't like is the real aggressor and root cause of all the bad things currently going on.
I see. I assume these two groups have been fighting each other for an amount of time that's difficult for most people to appropriately appreciate and understand.
Yes, this conflict started way back when the person who would go on to create the pro-somethings group did a thing that, while seeming minor to most people, was deeply unsettling and divisive to a person who would go on to create the anti-somethings group. Ever since, both groups have decided they don't like each other.
Right. And is any group showing signs of backing down from the thing they're fighting for?
No, especially after both sides released statements today. Here's a translator for the pro-somethings group.
We cannot sit idly by while our people are killed by an enemy determined to do a thing we oppose.
And the response from the anti-somethings group.
We will never stop doing the thing our enemies oppose.
While sounds like this, whatever all this isn't simply going to blow over, how has the international community responded?
Well, members of the diplomatic community have unilaterally condemned the latest escalation of violence. They've called for both groups to lay down their weapons and resume talks. Before agreeing, they cannot agree and start killing each other once again at a later date.
And where can people find out more about this complicated issue they will never truly understand?
Books, newspaper articles, journals, documentaries, talking to those involved, dedicating the rest of your life to understand the conflict. Really anything that sheds light on the conflict's historical background and the social, governmental, geopolitical, educational, healthcare, sanitation, economic, gender, flow of illegal arms, ethnicity, and religious issues around it.
Fascinating. That's OPR's Charles Dearborn. Thank you, Charles.
You're welcome.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girly?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
You know, I think that if we all just took a moment to stop and realize that we, as humans, aren't so different, and that we all more or less want the same thing, and that we're all in this together, well then there would be a hell of a lot less news. So thank God it hasn't come to that. Here's what else you need to know today.
It will all end in a fiery crash. Everything you love, everything you've ever loved, gone forever.
That's the sound of a new ad campaign catching some attention today. The new set of Honda commercials is trying a new tactic by openly stating that your kid will die in a car crash if you decide to buy any other brand. Take a listen.
So come on in and see what kind of New Year deals are in store for you. Because with Honda, you'll never have to settle for pulling your child's charred corpse from a twisted hunk of steel.
Well, I'm perfectly happy taking my chances with my Prius, but an interesting strategy nonetheless. And some alarming new findings coming on the heels of the holiday shopping season, as new reporting has found that a so-called flash sale in Irvine, California, may have been strategized, even orchestrated, weeks in advance. Despite calls to act now, there reportedly exists concrete evidence that the local department store's rush to provide us the advertised savings was not as urgent as consumers were led to believe, and the current prices for men and women's jeans are now well below the previously advertised flash sale price. Well, I just hope someone is held accountable for this. And with more Americans suffering from psychological issues than ever before, a new mental health initiative is looking to give back today by adding 10,000 beds to the nation's prisons. I know a good night's sleep always makes me feel better. Now all you have to do is get locked up. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop until all the wars are over, so there's still plenty of time to visit theonion.com for more on all the day's grisliest news stories. Plus, there's pictures. And if you're still looking for that perfect New Year's resolution, why not sign up to become a member of the Topical's Patreon? It costs less than a monthly gym membership, and it's just as effective since you'll probably just forget to use it too. Or you could just generally try to be a better, more caring, more understanding person, but I wouldn't count on that, so go sign up for our Patreon now. And don't forget to tune into Monday's episode of The Topical for a conversation with an aspiring lobbyist who was finally able to get his foot in the door as a state senator. Hey, we all gotta start somewhere. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.